Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, hey, welcome along to the podcast. If you want to join us, adam.straney, S-T-R-A-N-E-Y, at waveFM.com.au. Just send us an email. We'll give you a bit of a shout out in the potty. What about...
Have we got any messages?
No. What about Phil Jamieson? Great guy.
Hey, cool dude.
Yeah. Spring loaded. Looking forward to that festival.
We were told that we were going to get some free tickets. Did you see on one of the emails I saw... Yeah. So we should all do it.
Jamo actually said after the interview, I think you'd rushed out of the interview afterwards because you like rushing out quickly. You're like, too much on, I think I said. And then you go.
I like to go. Enough's enough.
I said to Jamo, mate, all the best. Do you reckon we can catch up? And he goes, yeah, for sure. He said, you want some tickets? I was like, yeah, man. Like, why don't we just come backstage, hang out and have a couple of beers? And he said, yeah, sweet. He said, look, you get Damien tickets. You come backstage and hang out with me. I went, okay, sweet.
Oh, so you get to stay backstage.
I'm going backstage. You got the tickets out the front, the GAs. Happy with that?
You think that that's going to be cool. But when you're backstage...
I don't want to hang out with people backstage. I just want to drink their beer.
Yeah, that's really all you want. Because they nowadays, in their younger years, yeah, you party on backstage.
Oh, of course.
But as you get a bit older, it all gets very serious.
Well, they're sipping tea and...
They're in there and they're watching their voices and...
Exactly.
They're doing warm-ups and all this sort of stuff. It's not as
Although Barnsley's warm-up is still the same.
The scream.
Screams at the top of his voice.
I know.
He just screams.
Ah!
It's incredible. I've never seen somebody warm up like that. Surely that cannot be a vocal warm-up.
Well, I don't think it's not recognised
as a warm-up.
It's not something that, you know, all the professionals out there are going to say, no, the first thing you do when you start is going to scream.
That is not the warm-up that you want.
It's not typical, but hey, if it works for him, stuff it.
And doesn't it work for Barnsley? Probably the only person that warm-up would work for.
What about the guy from AC/DC, the singer?
Bon Scott?
No, not Bon Scott. No, the more recent singer.
No. There is only
Jones.
One. There is only one. Bon Scott's his name. The Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson's good as well. Come on.
Bon Scott, the only.
No, I know. He was the original, but...
AC/DC died when Bon Scott left them.
You reckon...
Their heart and soul died.
Back in Black came after that, Bon Scott had died. That's a good song. Back in Black! I'm on the track! I never know! What about,
You can keep going, mate. You can keep going. AC/DC died.
You're one of those
when
people.
Bon Scott left us.
You're one of those people.
I am one of those people.
I just recognise the fact that Brian Johnson has done a good job.
Are you still talking about Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
Good. In the podcast, Phil Jamieson from Greenspoon. Have a good one.
What do you know about OnlyFans?
Oh, look, when I set up my account with OnlyFans, you know, I only have to appear in my underwear. That's all I have to do.
Oh!
That's not true.
Really?
Okay. I do not have one. But I do know OnlyFans is where some people get on there and the fans pay money to see them revealing parts of their life they don't normally reveal.
Their life. That's a nice way of putting it. I think some people aren't in their undies and things like that, aren't they?
Some people are nude.
Oh, some of them.
I was going to say, like, not even that. I think some people are just doing normal stuff, aren't they?
It's an exclusive, isn't it? It's just a way of having an attachment with a celebrity or someone that you really like on a level beyond Facebook, I suppose.
But you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it is just everyday housewives as well.
Yeah, this lady here I'm reading about, she's a loving mum, it describes her as, whatever that means, as opposed to those of us who aren't, who just mums don't really love it that much, I guess. But this one's a loving mum, and she's on OnlyFans, and part of what she does is smashes plates.
Oh, really?
Apparently people pay for that,
In her undies?
I don't know, I guess. I love your attitude. Yeah, I'll pay for you to smash plates as long as you're in your undies. I guess.
That's such a weird fetish, dude, Damien.
That's not something I'm endorsing or anything. So this is what she does. So she gets on there and she smashes, like, any
That's
sort of plate.
What
are we talking here? Are we talking, like, expensive plates or just something?
Again, I love where your head's at, Damien. Yeah, so you want to know, A, are you in your undies? And B, I mean, are we talking Wedgwood? What sort of plates are we talking
about?
Yeah,
I mean,
expensive plates?
Does she kind of go, ooh, look what I've got here. I've got a rare plate from China that I got to.
Ooh, look at this. It's a commemorative Charles and Diana marriage plate. Smash!
Well, you don't want to know what I'm going to do with this next plate.
Ooh.
This next plate's been decorated from the 1950s.
Ooh.
Check it out. I'm going to throw it.
I'm not going to smash it just yet.
My undies.
All right. Now, look, can you stop? Because I'm just about to type in here, onlyfans.com. I'm keen.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle Laurie, you've got a conversation starter for us.
Yes, this is a fun one. You know, yesterday, my son Louis and I, Damien, we took a walk down the street for dinner, actually,
last night.
It was just warm enough. It is getting chilly here in Melbourne, but everyone was out and about in our neighbourhood because it was sunny. It was a bit of a chill in the air, but we all know that our days are numbered to get out, you know, still before it gets freezing.
Especially in Victoria.
Yeah, right. So we went down the street and everyone was out for dinner. And we walked past this one shop in particular and he said to me, he used the word abandoned, which is cute. You know, he's 11 and he's got a very flamboyant vocabulary. Is that shop abandoned? I said, you mean like empty? yeah, it is. It's abandoned. And he goes, has it always been abandoned? I said, actually, do you know what? It used to be a video shop.
Oh.
He goes, what is that?
Oh, wow.
Cute. I said, yeah, okay, cool. When we first moved here, it was a video shop. I said, you know how, I think you've seen it in the movies or something, like maybe we used to go there and hire videos. You'd go and you'd choose a movie and you'd take it home and watch it. And he's like, I kind of know what you mean. Anyway, that got me thinking this morning about the last blockbuster in the world. I know over the years it's sort of popped up that there's still a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'll just check in and see if it's still there. It is. Here's your convo starter for today, guys. This is so fun.
Blockbuster still exists?
There's one last blockbuster. It's still operating even in the pandemic. It's in a place called Bend in Oregon. Not only is it still there, but get this, they've pivoted. Guys, they've pivoted in the pandemic. It's what they've done. And they are now also an Airbnb. You can actually have a sleepover at the world's last blockbuster.
I want to do that.
Yeah. You can go there and hire movies still, but you can also sleep over for the night and have like a movie, an old school video night.
Stop it.
A video sleepover party at the world's last blockbuster in Bend.
Fill myself with popcorn.
Oregon.
Oh, how good.
Imagine.
Trying to figure out how to work the video machine.
Yes.
Like, okay, wait,
yes.
Now, so what do we do?
Wait, go back.
No,
I need to go to the toilet. Go back. What a great convo starter.
If ever we're allowed to travel again and if ever we get over America and what the hell is going on over there, if ever we trust them ever again enough to go there and go, yeah, I think it's safe to go there again. I think they've restored their sanity and they're healthy again and I think we can go there again. We must go to Oregon and go to Bend and stay over at the last blockbuster.
Done. We are doing it. It's
lock
a
it
date.
In. Lock
it's
it
a
in.
Movie night date.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, that's an expensive movie night day.
Yeah, all the way there.
What will we watch? That's the question.
Oh, it wouldn't matter. You got a whole blockbuster full of movies. It doesn't matter.
Everything you want. Get your favourite movie. Did you used to go when you were a little kid and get the same one a lot?
Yep. All the time. Gremlins all
was it?
The
I was going to say Gremlins as
It was the weekly, and you used to be able to have it for the week, and we watch it 3 days, 3 nights in a row, and then you'd be over it. Oh,
and your mum would go, Gremlins again, Adam?
Yes.
You'd go, yes, Mum.
Exactly right.
Yes, Mum.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
This is crazy. This lineup is blowing my mind. Like, I just can't believe the lineup of this festival.
Yeah.
That I literally can't stop looking at it. It is blowing my mind. It's coming to Wollongong, Saturday 23rd of October. Stewart Park, I can't stop. Caligula, are you kidding me?
I know.
The meanies, the phobes, scream feeder, custard, tumbleweed, yo.
Yeah, the Wollongong boys, yeah, the local tumbleweed. Boys.
Yeah, there you go.
Magic dirt, Frenzel rum, Jebediah, and the Gurge.
Oh, the Gurge.
Are you kidding me?
Remember that? Polyester
Girl. Are you kidding me?
This is going to be epic. So
UMI?
Good. Oh, UMI.
I love UMI.
Yeah.
Favorite. Right now?
Oh, what a great song. Purple Sneakers. Oh, man. Owly Daily. What an album that was.
How is this lineup?
Yes, yes. Who's headlining?
I haven't seen anything like this since, like, Big Day Out many, many, many moons ago. Headlining.
Grinspoon.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I haven't heard this in a while. I love this song.
Remember this one? Lost Control?
Oh, man.
Massive song. Massive song. The good news is Jammo is on the line with us this morning. Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. Mate, must be great to be back. As you and Damien know, you guys are have been out of action for a little while due to COVID. But, mate, what's it like finally being back to something like Spring Loaded?
Well, good question. Damien and I actually did this incentive last year in November. So basically I just went to do a bunch of small solo gigs, right, throughout all of last year. So I was doing stuff at they did a thing called Great Southern Nights through November where I went to like Tamworth and, you know, like places I didn't really go normally. So I played shows with 50 people or something, or 25 people, and then you do three of them in one night. So you still kind of, you know, on a much smaller scale, were able to get, you know, some sort of, I don't know, do what we do in some ways. Grinspoon, the last time I played with them was for Firefight. You know, and when you look back at that video footage of that gig, it seems like it was happened in another century. You know, if you forget people on people's shoulders, you know, like the people so close to each other. So, look, it's been really weird. It's been probably okay for Damien and I because we can still strum a guitar in front of the Commonwealth Bank and put our guitar case down and make a little bit of coin or whatever. But it's been, I think, really difficult for, you know, lighting directors, sound guys, all the crew, the trucking companies, the staging companies, the people that put on events. They've really, really suffered. So, yeah, look, I mean, it's been weird not playing gigs. I've been driving my family mad.
That's
because it's no use to me, you know, not being here. I've been at home more than I've ever been in my life.
Every time I think of a festival, you must all egg each other on at a festival. I know whenever you're playing anywhere where you got another act there, you watch what they're doing. You're going, okay, well, now I'm going to get up there and I'm going to really rock out. So whenever anyone goes to a festival, they're really getting a major show because it's really all these acts that are pumped by each other.
Yeah, like this is, it's funny. Regurgitated, one of the bands, actually had a song called Music is Sport. Quite cynical, actually, but it's there's a little bit of fun. The fests are the test. They're like the musical Olympics, I believe, with the lyrics in that song. Yeah. So, ironically, these acts that are appearing on this gig, Spring Loaded, which is happening down your way on the 23rd of October.
Yeah.
You know, UMI, Regurgitated, Jebediah, Magic Dirt, Friends of Rom, Caligula, Custard, The Phobes, The Meanies, Tumbleweed, Scream Feeder. All of those acts I kind of grew up with. I'm like a minuscule bit younger than them. You wouldn't know it by looking at me. But so I actually adored UMI as a young teen. Yeah. So this is my dream lineup.
Yeah.
In a little bucket hat and a chain wallet and some cargo pants and some Doc Martens. So I'm going to be there from doors in a bucket hat, front row, watching it because I love all these acts. So it's actually whoever curated this, it's kind of for me. And then I get to play at the end. So it's really a great festival. Kind of heart. I think it harks back to, you know, the home bakes of yesteryear.
Yeah.
You know, all the acts, lots of guitars. You know, playing alongside UMI and Regurgitator, Magic Dirt, one of my favourite bands of all time. So this is, for me, and you're right, Damien, you look at, and we don't, I mean, I'm past that kind of competing level, but you look at what they do and you just go, this is going to be a heck of a show because you've got like a lot of these acts, Australian acts are so good live that, and that's what they built, that's why they're still here 25 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
They're definitely not shit.
Well, it's going to be an amazing gig Saturday. That's the thing too. It's going to be a Saturday night, 23rd of October, Stewart Park. This will be a sellout. Make sure you get your tickets. They are on sale. And go to wavefm.com.au. We've got a link there for all of your tickets to check this out. Spring Loaded is going to be massive. Jamo, we can't wait to see you, brother.
Thanks for your time today. And Damien, let's get out on the road again soon. And yes, I cannot wait to get back to the Gong.
Yeah, nice work. We cannot wait to see either. Phil Jamieson, of course, from Grinspoon. He's basically invited you to go out on tour with him, mate.
He did. Yes, actually, that is right. Yeah. I will take him up on that.
Jamo, are you still there?
No, no, he's gone.
No, he has gone too. No, yeah. That was just a friendly. Oh, like, let's go out on tour.
He's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that.
Maybe he's booking your tickets. I think he's just booking the hotels, actually. Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Michelle, over the weekend, I did something that I haven't done for a long, long time.
What's that?
Well, okay, I went to a 40th birthday party, okay? It was in Darling Harbour in Sydney on a boat. It was gorgeous. I was on a boat for 4 hours. Myself and Eileen, we danced because actually we put together the playlist and our playlist was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, you know, really, really and truly, we were like, without our playlist, there would have been no party because it was that good. It was that good. We were the only ones dancing, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, afterwards, we had quite a few drinks and all the rest. We decided we got off the boat and the whole group.
Which is the bit you haven't done in a long time.
I'm about to get to it. Did I happen to mention that while I was on the boat dancing, two people came up to me and said, "Where did you get your moves from? They're awesome."
Wow.
Yes, yes.
And you said the corner store, chocolate, strawberry, caramel.
Someone even said, you don't dance like an Irishman. I don't know what that means, but that's what they said. You don't dance like an Irishman.
That's a backhanded compliment is what that's called, I think.
Yeah, I don't really get it. I took it as a straight up compliment. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, I was in that sort of spirit. Afterwards, we were looking for somewhere to go. I went to a nightclub.
Okay? Yay! Wow. Awesome.
I have not been to a nightclub in, I would say, 10 years, okay?
Wow. Now,
I'm not talking a laid bar here. Mm. A nightclub, all right?
That's so fun.
Went in there. I queued up. We all queued up.
You queued?
I haven't queued for anything in easily 17 years, okay?
Yeah. Were you nervous about getting in? Because that's what I would be worried about.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
I was enunciating all my words when I got to hello, name is Damien. I would like to go into the club, please.
You're not drunk at all, mate. Come on in.
One in our group did not get in, okay?
Really?
And it's always tough because we all kind of obviously stepped in and said, mate, listen, you know, you're letting all these kids in. What's wrong with this guy? Mm. You know, there was a bit of that going on. Eventually we got in.
My jeans, these jeans are worth $700. You've got to let me in. Yes. All that.
Well, we thought they were being ageist. Because they're letting the young gang in, but not letting us older people in.
What happened?
You're being ageist. Anyway, we all eventually got in there. And my God, I felt my age. I gotta be honest. It was wonderful in there. We had we did a couple of drinks, whatever. But I've never looked around a room and really felt like the oldest person there. Really and truly, the generation. They were all about 19 years of age. I'd say 19. Yeah. Eileen had to talk to a girl in the bathroom to say, "Listen, he's not worth it." In years to come, everything you're feeling right now will not mean anything. Okay, just don't stress because the girl was crying her eyes.
God,
I was in the bathroom with all these guys, and one guy was throwing up, and there was I'm gonna get him, and he's cutting my grass. That's all I heard. Oh. I heard all about cutting grass. Yeah. I mean, they are obviously all lawn curators. I mean, this is what they do because everyone's cutting grasses at that age group. But I tell you one thing though, when we got onto the dance floor, we showed those young people how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It explains the way that you're limping this morning.
Clearly you built your age.
Tell you what, we showed them a move or two.
I'm sure you did.
The arms were in the air, the legs were moving. Oh my goodness me. I even got down, I did the Cossack dance at one point.
Oh wow.
And the kids were blown away. They just said,
"Yep.
That's how you do it.
Thank you very much."
They said, "He's just like my dad."
Well, do you remember I told you Do you remember I told you the other week that I went to a bar
yeah.
and the person I went with got kicked out?
Yes.
And I didn't know because I was being entertained by some other people at that time. One of those people slid into my DMs.
Oh.
Over the weekend.
Oh, hello. Oh, gee whiz.
So what's a DM, Damien? What's oh, babes. Oh, it doesn't matter. All you need to know is that we're going okay. Yep. You and I are going okay.
Exactly.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.